Legal English Basics, Unit 4, Track 4. Defamation. Torts include acts of omissions which cause harm to another person's property, physical or mental health, as well as reputation. For example, if someone makes a statement which harms the reputation of another person, such person may sue for damages or may demand a public apology and retrieval of such a harmful statement. Such tort is called defamation. Generally speaking, defamation involves a public statement which lowers a person in the estimation of other members of society, or which makes them avoid such person or even exclude such person from the society or a certain group. A defamatory statement must be false and harmful. That means that a statement which is true will not be considered defamatory, even if it is harmful to the reputation of a person. Defamation may be broken down to two categories: libel and slander. The first one takes the form of written or printed words, pictures, or any form other than by spoken words or gestures. The latter takes a transitory form, such as speech. Defamatory assertion often lead to litigation. Defamation may be subject to both civil and criminal liability. If a defamation claim is successful, the plaintiff can be awarded compensatory damages or exemplary damages. Courts can issue injunctions to prevent publication. Moreover, the defamer may have to retract defamatory statement and apologize. When considering a defamation claim, it is important to distinguish between the privacy rights of private persons and those of public figures. There are specific restrictions applied to defamation claims with regard to someone who holds public office or chooses to be in the public eye. Although their position draws public criticism, they have ability to defend themselves and therefore cannot claim defamation unless the statement is not only proven to be false, but the defamer is proven to have known about it but recklessly disregarded that and merely wanted to harm the reputation of a public officer. The same applies to publishers. Press articles may not falsely imply that any public figure is involved in some dubious activity without any consequences. Remember, your good name is your asset, so it's crucial to protect it.